If you're involved in retail food sales, you'll want to listen to this episode of IRI Growth Insights. Our focus today is deli, which has been experiencing an unusual phenomenon of seismic shifts and stagnant sales. And let me tell you, they don't go hand in hand. While deli is its own department, the changes taking place are causing ripple effects throughout the store. Tune in to learn how deli is impacting your business. Hello, and welcome to IRI Growth Insights, featuring IRI thought leaders, industry partners, and guests. You know IRI for its invaluable data, but these podcasts delve into the insights the data reveal to fuel market disruption and market growth for those in the CPG, retail, healthcare, and media markets. I'm your host, Joan Driggs, coming to you from IRI's corporate headquarters in Chicago. So I'm joined today with Jim Carlson, a consultant and team leader on the Client Insights team here at IRI. Jim supports clients throughout the store, but one constant over his 8 years at IRI has been his focus on our largest deli client. Jim is one of the few people I know who doesn't grind his teeth waiting for his turn in the deli area because he gets to study how deli purchases fit into the overall buying experience. Also with us today, I'm happy to welcome back Jonna Parker. Jonna works across both IRI's retail and manufacturer clients, providing fresh ideas and insights on how we can ignite growth. Today, we're going to be focusing on growth opportunities in the deli area of the store. Jonna, I want to start with you. I think you're going to tee up our talk a little bit about why this matters.
Sure. And thanks for having me back, Joan. Really, there is such a sea change in the way that we as Americans solve for the meal today. And the meal itself is also changing so much. So there's certainly more choice than we've ever seen before. And as Jim will talk about, the deli has been a big driver of that choice. But really interestingly, last year alone, we saw 13,000 new UPC brands launched. So choice in the store is infinite. And then there's also this infinite amount of choice outside the store. We have everything from Uber Eats to Postmates delivering, you know, any restaurant you might want to choose wherever you might be right to your door. We also have so much more choice in the types of ways we eat our food, right? Everything from smoothies to nutrition bars to meal kits delivered to your door. We really have this infinite fragmentation of the way that we solve the meal. And I think what's been happening in light of that as consumers is we often at food retail forget that that's the environment we now play in, right? Because we're so used to just competing with the grocer down the street, and we've probably in the last 10 to 15 years become a bit more savvy in food retail about competing with other types of grocery stores like small format or deep discount or experiential grocery. But we forget that really the way to solve the meal is an infinite amount of choice, both in and out of the store, and often isn't even retail. So, and that's just the brick and mortar side. On the whole other end of the spectrum, of course, we have the technology influence and how having devices let you make choices also come into play. But I think that what's really been interesting is how deli has been the harbinger or the bellwether of that change. When grocers think about, you know, how do we evolve with today's times, you know, the aisles of the store, center store, frozen, still look a lot of the same, you know, from an anchor standpoint. But delis have really become quite different. And that is in part because of this changing phenomenon inside and outside of the store. But I think as Jim and talk about, it's really because deli can be so flexible and how it's solving needs for the consumers. So, you know, the big takeaway I have, though, just from a broader perspective is we're seeing people make smaller trips to the store and we're seeing trips increase for deli. And there's a lot to do with that. And I'd love to, you know, have Jim dive deeper into that as kind of our next topic.
Yeah, thank you, Jonna. And as Joan said, I have been with IRI for 8 years supporting the deli department. And I think it's really interesting in my tenure to see the transformation at kind of a macro perimeter level and then also how it's playing out in the deli department. So I think it is fair to say you know, the perimeter of the store, the deli has seen more change in that past 8 years than the 50 years previously. But when we peel the onion back, we see certain growth pockets really driving the department forward, and then also areas where growth is kind of stagnant to declining. So I think, you know, starting at a big picture level, what's been, you know, interesting to me is to see grocers really focus on the perimeter area of their store. I think they're realizing that that's their competitive advantage, right? And that's what's going to drive the trip and also the image of who they are as a grocer. And one example, you know, banner that I'll use quite often is Mariano's, which is local Chicago area store, and was, you know, in the past decade, kind of a new banner. And the whole focus has been on the perimeter of the store. So I've never really been in a grocery that has so much square footage that is focused on the perimeter. And it makes, you know, perfect sense, again, because a store's kind of image, the product offering is, I think, directly tied to that perimeter space, whereas some of the other departments from center store to frozen are kind of more uniform across the board. And as John had mentioned, deli's in a really advantageous position because they can be the anchor of that perimeter. And different retailers, you know, tend to carry different brands as their leading deli offering. So again, I see deli as being this important trip driver, part of, you know, banner's identity, and whether they're you know, supplying Boar's Head or Dietz and Watson or some of their own private brands, I think it can be an important part of driving the consumer to their specific banner where they might know, you know, a specific deli brand is being offered.
So Jim, I just want to interrupt briefly here, because when you put it in the context of Mariano's, I'm visualizing myself going through the store, and really, because of the way it's set up, I'm not sure where that deli begins or ends. So can you kind of put the deli into perspective for us here in the perimeter?
Yes, absolutely. And that's it's a really insightful point, because the lines to deli have blurred. So in the past, when we have thought about deli, we've just thought about the service case, you know, behind the glass, meat and cheese sales. Obviously, as the perimeter has expanded, as the support for the deli department has expanded, we've had to kind of rethink that definition to include, you know, some of the adjacent prepackaged meats, cheeses, meal solutions, dips, and spreads. So at IRI, we're calling that the deli convenience and entertainment space. And as we look at the total deli department, sales are a bit stagnant. However, in that deli and convenience space, we see huge growth rates. So an interesting dynamic here is that while there's been, you know, all this change around the deli, the actual traditional format of the service case hasn't changed all that much. And a lot of the growth is happening just outside of the service case. So I think one huge opportunity for retailers and deli suppliers is to take some of those learnings, take some of the growth that we're seeing right outside of the service case, and apply that to the actual service case, where you're going to see, you know, the most consumer loyalty and the highest buy rates. And a few thoughts on, you know, how manufacturers, how retailers can do that is, one, more of an adoption of technology in the space. So the, you know, big reason a lot of trips are being lost in the service case is because consumers have a need for convenience and they're not always willing to wait in that deli line. And as Joan mentioned at, you know, the top of the hour, one of my favorite pastimes is to kind of go in the deli space, sit back and just watch shoppers. And especially on, you know, a busy Saturday, Sunday shopping, you can see countless, you know, different shoppers that would have gone to the deli counter, but bypass it to go to, you know, grab and go or prepackaged meats because they're just not willing to wait in line.
So, you know, Jim, one of the phenomena I've seen actually is people grabbing their number and then going and doing their shopping and checking back.
Yes.
So, it's annoying.
And that's an obvious opportunity to me. Why make a consumer go grab the number and then wait? There should be a more convenient forum where they can either sign up for their number online using an app, or when they first enter the store and then get notified, when a service counter represent is ready. So I think that that's a big need to solve that perceived kind of lack of convenience from the service counter, or the potential to have to wait through, a better way to get in line, in essence.
Well, and if I may, as you both know, I'm extremely passionate about the way for us as grocery retailers to beat this incredible amount of fragmentation that we're seeing is to leverage the total store. And I think the reason why we've seen some technology innovation, like kiosks at the front of the store to order your deli meats, and then you're supposed to go about your business or get an estimate of when it'll be ready. Or certainly, as Jim said, we've seen an innovation within the deli of grab and go meats. But the deli can be the anchor to a bigger basket. I haven't seen nor heard of any deli department incenting that consumer that while they wait to go shop the rest of the store. They might incent them to buy other deli, but they're not using their asset that they're basically the captive audience. They're captivating that consumer and then giving them any incentive to go walk to other aisles. So I think first and foremost, that technology could and should exist, just as Jim suggested, where you can know then when your order or your number will be up. But then at the same time, especially in a digital platform, you could offer someone a coupon or a suggestion of what they could do nearby or in another aisle that fills up that time. And one of the stats of why, you might be sitting there thinking, yeah, but somebody's just in for deli, so why would they want to get something else from the rest of the store? Well, a fact that I think is so remarkable is when we looked at our consumer transaction data from 60 million households, we found that when someone orders something from the deli prepared entree space, so let's say they're getting rotisserie chicken or a chicken parmesan meal, they're actually 2.4 times more likely to also buy a frozen entree on that same trip. Think about your own baskets, right? I'm just like you, Jim. I love to look at, what people put on the checkout line. And obviously we see all that data, but people aren't shopping deli in isolation. They are going to the frozen department. They are going to the center store, two departments that retailers are struggling to get foot traffic in. Why aren't we having, when that person is waiting at the deli, an offer come up to say, hey, here's $1 off frozen or 50 cents, or did you know we have this new frozen entree or this new frozen vegetable offering in that department? Why not use those 5 to 6 minutes you're waiting in line to do something else? People might be doing it naturally, but why aren't we incenting them to do it? And then we'll get more dollars and bigger baskets.
Yep, I agree. And I really like the idea of kind of rounding out the solution, not just turn your attention to frozen or center store, but what else do you need to make a meal, to solve for something? And Jim, I think that you can speak to that as some of the opportunities or some of those growth pockets that exist in deli, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to, round out the thought too, I think the deli service counters that one of the unique spaces where a consumer is interacting with an employee of the banner. So I think to, drill home the point about the opportunity to, drive incentives, that person at the deli counter, or the way that, a person grabs the ticket is really the start to incentivizing or providing the right kind of coupon to shop elsewhere in the store. And to that point, the service counter can also act as a way to deliver a personalized experience too. So are there certain recipes that can be recommended that should, allow a shopper to go out and fill up their basket with the other type of ingredients that they would need? So I think there's huge opportunity both in, cutting down the wait time, but then also delivering a more personalized experience and offer that can lead to, greater dividends across the store. And we have also seen, influx of in that deli space, there being, more meal types of solutions, whether there's, you know, prepackaged, you know, refrigerated lunches, or charcuterie is an area that's grown quite a bit, as well as the role of prepared foods in retail. So prepared foods, I think, you know, going hand in hand with a service counter has a huge opportunity to be not only the trip driver, but also the identity, you know, of a grocery banner. So are there, you know, unique product offerings, even unique kind of in-store restaurants that a banner can use to make sure they're top of mind? You know, when I'm sure it's all familiar to us, we're out and about, we're just thinking of like our next meal, our next dinner. So the competition really is with the other, you know, QSRs and restaurants that are in proximity. And I don't think that people are always thinking of their local grocery store as having kind of that go-to meal. So I'd like to see, you know, more experimentation, more innovation when it comes to retailers' food service offering and menu and even promotions to, you know, drive that trip that would have gone to a different QSR. And the upside of that is also, you know, when you get a shopper in the store, they can fulfill other needs, you know, other basket needs while they're in the store. So I actually pulled some numbers and, you know, see that there is a billion dollar opportunity for deli to just drive one additional trip to the store. And that's huge. That's really significant. I mean, it's an area of the store that has almost full penetration. So if the strategy is just focused on, you know, additional trips, I think there's huge dollar opportunity, not only for the department, but across the store.
One quick thing I wanted to add to that, because that's such an amazing number, $1 billion, is I think we can also be incredibly strategic about what happens in that trip. There have been some pioneers in the center of store recognizing deli's power, and I don't think there's enough people in other parts of the food industry looking at how to partner with the deli, especially in uncommon ways. You know, just as Jim said, the deli's got some great opportunity to create a whole meal, an incentive to create a whole meal. But, you know, when you have a whole meal, you often need a frozen vegetable to go with it, or you might need a beverage to go with it. And recently, I've seen some really interesting pairings where wine companies are getting actively involved with incenting people to buy everything from fresh baguettes to deli specialty cheese. And it's the wine company driving that promotion. They know that people want to have wine and cheese pairings, but might not know exactly what to pair with. And the wine companies often have potentially bigger budgets and more incentive to get that in that basket, whereas the cheese might happen naturally. I've also seen some really interesting things from the carbonated soft drink industry and the snack foods industry, trying to incent that when someone buys their deli sandwich to get money off a specific brand of potato chips, or maybe a new type of chip that they want to get bigger exposure for. Typically, CPG companies have more marketing dollars and a lot more savvy, and lately, more need to get in that basket and get specifically in a retailer's basket as opposed to being lost to a sale outside the store, whereas deli is naturally bringing those consumers and that penetration. More of that center store partnership and ideas being driven into the deli would be very, very helpful, since, as a lot of us know, deli manufacturers and the deli retailers don't have as much marketing budget and as much marketing savvy, but we have natural foot traffic and natural affinity and natural differentiation from other stores. So how can CPGs partner with the deli and retailers to make some really interesting promotions that solve for the meal, I think, is our future.
Yep, I agree. And just kind of in wrapping this up, it is, as you said, such a terrific opportunity, because there's so many different solutions that we can be solving for across the store. So I really think that this talk about deli is really a rallying cry for retailers and manufacturers to work better together. The service case is like is way more than just traditional lunch or sandwich slices. It's okay to blur the lines, because the shopper isn't really thinking of those lines anyway. That's a retailer manufacturer issue. So I think your message, both Jim and Jana, is that the deli should be leading the shopper. And there's a lot of inspiration that that can go with it. So thinking of solutions, not silos. And one of my mantras has always been make the shopper the hero. So think of that shopper and how anything having to do with the deli or other departments is better serving the shopper.
And so make it easy. Sorry, I just wanted to say one last thing. Make it easy. We recently had a retailer invite myself and my colleague to their premier store near their headquarters. And we counted that not only could you buy pre-marinated, ready-to-heat fajita meat in their deli, they were also offering it in their meat department and in their frozen department and really touting it. As a shopper, if I wanted to make fajitas, I was confused. Where would I go and why was the store competing between frozen, refrigerated, and deli for my dollar? So I think it's such a great point is how do we work together to make solutions easy and not confusing? Because we all know in today's day and age, when someone's confused, they're not going to revisit. And that's what's really important for us to win.
Right. Perfect. That's a great place to end. So Jana and Jim, thank you so much for your growth insights. Thank you for listening. Please become a subscriber and let us know what you want to learn more about. We'll serve it up in a future IRI Growth Insights episode. Look for us wherever you get your podcasts and be sure to review IRI Growth Insights. Also, visit us on the web at iriworldwide.com. And connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn.